What if you could take a complex design cycle for a critical automotive component that normally takes weeks of work and compress it down to just a few hours? It's not a hypothetical. A company in Denmark just did it, using a combination of advanced composites and artificial intelligence. The question for executives in the US and Europe is, can your R&D teams keep up? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a profound split in the world of plastics recycling, where genuine technological breakthroughs are running head-on into regulatory crackdowns. We'll also look at how AI is accelerating material science, creating new winners in aerospace and automotive. And finally, we'll examine the race to build new, resilient supply chains for everything from EV batteries to bio-based chemicals.
It's a week where innovation is creating clear opportunities, but policy and market realities are creating significant risks. For Western companies, navigating this landscape is now mission critical.
Troy, let's start with plastics. We're seeing a flood of headlines about chemical recycling. On one hand, a May 28th report highlights how AI and multi-enzyme systems are revolutionizing biocatalytic depolymerization. Then on June 5th, a company called Denovia announced commercial trials for a low-temperature process that turns contaminated fast fashion waste into polyester monomers. This sounds like a silver bullet for the plastics crisis.
It's a significant advance and a potential game changer, but we need to be precise. These new processes, like Denovia's, which operates at a gentle 70-90 degrees Celsius, are true depolymerization. They break down polymers like PET back into their constituent monomers, in this case, high-purity terephthalic acid, or PTA. This is genuine circular recycling, creating virgin-grade feedstock from waste. The AI-driven enzyme approach does the same, but uses engineered biological catalysts.
So why, on June 2nd, are New York lawmakers pushing a bill that directly attacks chemical recycling, calling it an industry pretext to produce more plastic?
Because the term chemical recycling has been co-opted. The process legislators in New York are targeting is often pyrolysis or gasification, which primarily turns plastic waste into fuel to be burned. That is not circular. The New York PRIAA bill aims to reduce packaging by 30% over 12 years and explicitly bans hazardous chemicals like PFAS. It's a reaction to the industry blurring the lines. This is happening while a new report from Plastics Europe shows the continent's circular economy growth has plummeted to just 1.2%, with over 70.
European chemical companies and textile manufacturers have a massive opportunity to license technology like Denovia's to create a truly circular polyester supply chain, turning waste into a valuable asset. For U.S. manufacturers, the threat is twofold. Increasing regulatory pressure state by state, like in New York, and the risk of being left behind if you're not integrating these high-purity recycled feedstocks. Look at PureCycle Technologies in Ohio, which just secured quality certifications for its ultra-high-purity recycled polypropylene. The material is here.
And for trading companies and distributors?
Your focus must be on sourcing and validating these new materials. You need to differentiate between true high-purity recycled polymers and lower-grade materials. The ability to supply certified virgin equivalent recycled polypropylene from a company like PureCycle or PTA from a Denovia type process will be a major competitive advantage. Market timing is critical. The supply is limited, but demand is about to explode due to mandates.
What is the one action executive should consider now?
Initiate a strategic review of your feedstock supply. Identify where you can integrate certified high purity recycled polymers to get ahead of mandates and customer demand. This is no longer just about ESG. It's about supply chain resilience and cost control as virgin material prices fluctuate.
Let's move to advanced materials. Troy, you mentioned a company slashing design times from weeks to hours. That was Add Composite in a June 4th announcement. How are they doing that?
They are using Bayesian AI surrogate models to design carbon fiber reinforced polymer, or CFRP, battery enclosures for electric vehicles. Instead of running hundreds of time-consuming and expensive finite element crash simulations, they trained an AI model on just 50 simulations. That model can then accurately predict performance across thousands of design variations in minutes.
So they're essentially creating a digital twin of the material's behavior.
Precisely, and it's incredibly powerful. They specifically modeled for extreme cold side pole impacts down to negative 40 degrees Celsius to meet China's new GB38031 2025 safety standard. This is a level of speed and precision that was unimaginable just a few years ago. It's not just AD composite. A separate study published on June 5th shows how COMSOL multiphysics simulations are being used for quantitative defect characterization in CFRP, improving non-destructive testing for power equipment. The digital toolkit for composites is advancing rapidly.
How does this affect U.S. and European automotive and aerospace manufacturers?
It's an existential threat if they don't adapt. Companies that integrate AI-driven simulation into their R&D will drastically shorten their time to market for lighter, stronger, and safer components. European carmakers trying to meet Chinese EV standards, or U.S. aerospace firms looking to lightweight new aircraft, can gain a huge advantage. The challenge, as AD Composite noted in the separate June 2nd market review, remains CFRP's high cost and moderate impact resistance compared to alternatives.
So, what should a trading company that distributes raw materials or manufacturing equipment know?
You need to be sourcing not just the materials, but the entire ecosystem. That means high-performance filaments like PEEK from companies like 3D XTech, which can operate continuously at 250 degrees Celsius, but also the specialized high-temperature 3D printers needed to work with them. It also means understanding the software. Partnering with simulation software providers like COMSOL or AI specialists like AD Composite could open up a new, high-value consulting-style service for your manufacturing clients.
Your actionable insight for executives?
Invest in computational talent and simulation software. Your competitive advantage in manufacturing is no longer just in the factory. It's in the speed and intelligence of your virtual design and testing process. Running 50 simulations instead of 500 means your product gets to market months or even years faster than your rivals.
Troy, let's talk about a chemical acronym we're hearing more and more, PFAS. A June 1st report highlights the top 10 PFAS-free apparel brands. Why is this suddenly such a major trend?
PFAS are per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, a family of thousands of chemicals known for their water and stain-repellent properties. They're called forever chemicals because they don't break down in the environment or the human body. The health risks, including links to cancer, are becoming undeniable, and the regulatory hammer is about to fall.
We saw that in the New York PRIA bill, which includes an outright ban. But I was surprised to see a technical article from Alexon Sci on May 30th discussing fluoral polymer tubing for medical devices, listing PTFE, FEP, and PFA, and noting they are all part of the PFAS family.
Exactly. This shows how deeply embedded these materials are. PTFE, FEP, and PFA are critical in high-purity applications like life sciences and IVD automation because they are incredibly inert and have unique properties. PFA, for example, offers the highest purity and smoothest surface, which is essential for transporting sensitive biological samples without contamination. But they are all PFAS.
So for U.S. and European manufacturers, this is a huge problem.
It's a landscape-altering challenge. For apparel and consumer goods, the path is clear. You must reformulate. The new textile technologies mentioned in the report, like microfiber structures and plant-based coatings, show it's possible. For medical and industrial manufacturers using high-performance fluoropolymers, the challenge is immense. They must begin a massive R&D effort to find alternatives that offer the same performance without being classified as PFAS, or they'll need to secure exemptions, which will be difficult and temporary.
What does this mean for trading and distribution companies?
It creates two distinct channels. First, you need to aggressively source and certify PFAS-free alternatives for your consumer goods clients. This is a growth market. Second, for your industrial clients, you must become an expert on the specific properties of materials like PTFE, FEP, and PFA to help them select the right one for their application while navigating the shifting regulatory environment. Your value is in that deep technical knowledge and supply chain transparency.
The key action item for executives seems pretty clear.
It is. Conduct an immediate, top-to-bottom audit of your entire supply chain and every bill of materials for any trace of PFAS. The definition is broad, and you need to know your exposure now. Simultaneously, commission an R&D task force to evaluate and test alternatives. Waiting for a ban to be enacted will be too late.
Beyond just removing harmful chemicals, we're also seeing a push to create entirely new, sustainable ones. On June 3rd, Trillium Renewable Chemicals announced its Project Falcon demo plant is now commissioning. What are they making?
They are making bio-based acrylonitrile, or ACN. This is a foundational chemical used to produce carbon fiber, ABS resins, and acrylic fibers. Traditionally, ACN is made from fossil fuels using the SOHIO process. Trillium is using biomass, like glycerol, to produce a green drop-in replacement. They expect initial customer shipments in late 2026.
So this is about decarbonizing the start of the supply chain.
Precisely. It's part of a broader trend. On May 29th, Lummus Technology launched Thermocrack C5, a new process to efficiently extract high-purity isoprene, piperylene, and cyclopentadiene from petrochemical streams. These are key precursors for specialty polymers, synthetic rubber, and resins. More efficiency means a lower carbon footprint and less waste. And looking further ahead, a June 5th report highlights the growth of self-healing polymers like vitrimers, which can autonomously repair damage, dramatically extending product lifespans in automotive and aerospace.
How does this impact manufacturers in the U.S. and Europe?
For European chemical companies facing high carbon costs, integrating bio-based feedstocks from innovators like Trillium is a direct path to reducing emissions and meeting EU green targets. For U.S. manufacturers, especially in automotive and aerospace, these materials offer a dual benefit: sustainability credentials and superior performance. Self-healing polymers, for example, could revolutionize maintenance cycles and product reliability, offering a powerful competitive edge.
And for trading companies, what should they be looking at?
They need to get ahead of the curve and establish relationships with these new producers of bio-based chemicals. Securing an offtake agreement with a company like Trillium now could be incredibly valuable in a few years. It's also about market education, helping your clients understand the performance benefits and carbon footprint reductions of these next-generation materials.
And the actionable takeaway for our listeners?
Reevaluate your material sourcing strategy with a focus on life cycle carbon emissions. Engage with emerging bio-based chemical producers to pilot their materials. The transition away from a purely fossil-based chemical industry is accelerating, and early movers will secure the most resilient and cost-effective supply chains.
Finally, Troy, let's look at where the money is flowing. A May 28th report from Industry Select noted an acceleration of new manufacturing plant investments in the U.S., particularly in materials and recycling.
Yes, this reflects a major push towards reshoring and strengthening domestic supply chains. We're seeing new capacity being built for polymers, advanced materials, and recycling. This is a direct response to the supply chain vulnerabilities exposed in recent years and is backed by significant policy incentives.
We're seeing a similar strategic push in Europe, right? A May 30th announcement detailed a partnership between Italian energy giant Eni and Seri Industrial to develop a complete supply chain for LFP batteries.
That's right. LFP, or lithium iron phosphate batteries, are crucial for stationary energy storage. By building a domestic supply chain in Italy, Europe is trying to reduce its dependence on Asia for critical energy infrastructure. This move creates significant new demand for specialized polymer materials, from porous films for battery separators to flame-retardant composites for battery pack enclosures.
It's interesting to see this Western push for self-sufficiency, while a major player like China's Wanhua Chemical is showcasing its dominance in other areas, like the super-absorbent polymers, or SAPs, they featured at the Index 2026 show in Geneva.
It paints a clear picture of the global competitive landscape. The U.S. and Europe are making strategic, capital-intensive plays in future critical sectors like advanced recycling and batteries. At the same time, established giants like Wanhua are leveraging their scale and innovation in high-volume specialty chemicals to service global markets like healthcare and hygiene.
So, what should U.S. and European manufacturers take away from these investment trends?
The opportunity for local sourcing is growing. If you're a U.S. manufacturer, these new domestic plants mean shorter, more reliable supply chains for critical polymers and recycled feedstocks. For European companies, the Eni-Seriani partnership signals the emergence of a regional battery ecosystem you can design into. The key is to engage with these new projects early.
And for trading companies and distributors?
Your role as the connective tissue is more important than ever. You need to map these new domestic production hubs and connect them to the manufacturers who need their output. For the Eni-Seriani LFP battery project, that means identifying and sourcing the high-performance engineering plastics and composites that will be required.
So, the final actionable insight for executives this week.
Update your supply chain risk map. The geography of manufacturing is changing. Identify opportunities to nearshore or reshore critical material supplies by engaging with the companies building these new U.S. and European facilities. This is a moment to build a more resilient and competitive regional supply chain.
Second, AI-driven design is no longer theoretical. As demonstrated by AD Composite, it offers a step change in R&D speed for advanced materials like CFRP. Companies that fail to invest in these computational tools risk being out-innovated by competitors who can bring lighter, stronger products to market in a fraction of the time.
And the third key takeaway?
The war on PFAS has begun. This is not a distant threat. It is an immediate business risk. Every manufacturer and distributor needs to be auditing their supply chains for these forever chemicals and aggressively developing alternatives. For many, this will require a fundamental redesign of their products. This is a moment of significant threat, but also opportunity for first movers.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The intelligence we've discussed today can help you stay ahead of the competition and make more informed strategic decisions. We hope you'll join us again next week.
Thank you for listening.
To make sure you never miss an episode of Troy Technical Intelligence, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with another deep dive into the technology that is shaping your industry.